everyone, and welcome to Universal Energy Radio, The Lois Effect with Anna and Liz. I'm Anna, and I am just waiting for Liz to join us here. One second, we're sort of doing a off time for us. We usually do this at 8:30 Eastern Standard Time, but now it is, I believe, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and I am in transit, and I am, let's see, I'm going to get her on the line here. So, The Lois Effect is really a show about channeling the information of Lois Grant. And what we're going to do is Liz generally picks up information from Lois, but at the same time, I see that we have several callers on the line waiting to get on the air. And I am thinking, okay, I believe this is her.
Hi.
Oh, there
Hello.
You are. Okay.
Yeah.
You're calling, Liz? Yeah, you're calling from a different number, so that's why I was off there. Hi.
Hi, darling. So are you in a car? Are you, like, in the truck driving to Vegas? Is that what's happening?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Oh, God. You're not driving, though.
No, I'm not.
I'm driving and doing the show.
Driving and doing the show. Yes, yeah, multitasking. No, I'm not driving
Girl.
And doing the show. And I was wondering if sound quality was okay, because we were going to do this, I think, through the speaker on the truck, but I think you hear background noise when that happens. So
yeah,
I'd rather not.
The sound quality is okay, and I'd rather hear more of you than ambient sound. So let's just see how we muddle through.
Okay, we'll do it. Well, it's kind of funny. We left Albuquerque, New Mexico a couple hours ago, and it was snowing and raining, and now we are on our way to Vegas, and it's not snowing, but it's still raining. So it's been a lot. It's been a fun and interesting trip, very enlightening/lightning. But I'm excited, because when I dialed in, we had several people waiting in the queue to talk to us. So I didn't know if you want to get to a caller. Do you want to?
Oh, I want to. Yes.
You want to talk real quick?
I want to get to. Yes. Girl, I want to get to the callers, because there's so much that I want to talk to you about, the experience you had in Albuquerque. So just for the listeners, Anna just came out of a private one-on-one retreat with the fabulous Teresa Crozier, and that could take up a whole show. So we're here for the people, and as you said, I could hear you when I was waiting in the queue, as you said at the top of the show. We rarely do a show at night, and it makes me think, well, maybe once in a while we should do a pop-up show, because we have, like, callers waiting for us. Not that we don't in the morning, but clearly that's saying that, you know, that the people are wanting to talk at this time. So let's take some calls and see how much we can do.
Yeah, and so what I'm going to do is we'll get the callers on the line based on the amount. I can see how long you've been waiting, and thank you so much for your patience. And, we'll need to connect to your energy, so Liz will ask you that, and then we'll need to get your birthday if you want us to do your life path number and talk about that. So I'll take our first caller. Is area code 914. You're on the air with The Lois Effect. Hello.
Hi, caller.
Hello.
What's your name?
How are you? Thank you so much for taking my call. I'm so excited to speak with you, lady.
Oh, my God, you're so sweet. What's your name?
Thank you. Catherine.
Catherine, are you Westchester? Girl, I know that 914. Where are you?
Yeah.
Okay, great. So permission to connect to your energy. I'm not gonna ask for your birthday, because we've been shifting up the format of the show. So, and I want to get to every caller and give them as much as we're able to in this allotment of time. So what's going on? How can we help you tonight?
Thank you. Yes, I have two projects. One was given to me by a female work project.
Okay, hold on one second, Anna. I'm gonna ask. Can you put yourself on mute just for a moment, because I'm hearing lots of sounds in the background. Okay, go ahead, Catherine.
Sure. So their work project. One project was given to me by a female
Right.
Her name starts with the letter M.
Okay.
And the other one I have with a male. His name begins with the letter N.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you could give me any insight into either one of them, both of them. The one with the female, I don't know. It seems like she lies a little bit.
Okay, you know what? Stop. I actually want you to stop talking because I'm picking up. I'm already picking up on this person. I don't want you to feed me information.
Okay.
So what I'm getting from I haven't tapped into the energy of the male. Okay, so I know you're talking about two projects, and it's both under the same workplace umbrella.
No, totally different.
Totally different. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So totally separate. Okay. So let me get that straight. So let's just focus on one at a time. So when you said a project and a female, I got that there's something that is a little triggering for you. And what I wrote down in my show notebook was the mother. Now, I'm not saying that you had a contentious relationship with your mother, but there's something, maybe it's like an authoritative type of vibe that she's giving off or whatever. But it's interesting because you said that you feel that she's dishonest. Is she also trying to assert some sort of authority on you?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Mm-hmm. And
okay.
It's
okay.
Funny that she said mother because my mom really likes her.
Oh, isn't that funny?
That's funny.
Isn't that funny? Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I would say with her, trust your gut if it's in terms of knowing that you're not the crazy one. I'm not saying she's crazy, but you're not. But you're not irrational in your thinking. I think if even if you go to the ladies' room or at your desk or wherever you have like 30 seconds, a minute to just center yourself,
mm-hmm.
I'm all about just that mindfulness and that deep breathing to get you clear and to know that your highest, and again, this is information coming in. It's not even like a psychic thing. This is like the show, like information comes in. It's, she has no authority over your highest self. She has no autonomy, and there's something very clear, clean, and pure about your energy that's triggering. I'm just getting that there's triggers. I suppose, since this is kind of a work-type situation, that you really don't have too much choice in the matter because it's not like the other one where this is maybe a more fun type of thing, but we'll get to that in a second. So, you got to work within the system that you're in because of all the benefits of being employed. Many people aren't employed, right? So the fact that you know, you get your paycheck, you get your benefits, hopefully pension, et cetera, and one thing that has come up on this show, we're rarely on at night, but we had to reschedule today, is clear, conscious compassion, and that's been a direct teaching that I have received. So if you are clear in your compassion for her and you're conscious of it, understand that for whatever reason, there's like an opened wound that she has. Maybe she's trying to cover it up, but there is. And if you just put it to yourself, doesn't belong to me, you must be a highly sensitive person, which is a good thing. You wouldn't be, I don't think you'd be calling the show. Hello, right?
Yeah.
Right? You'd be watching 90 Day Fiancé, don't lie. Great show. hello, right? So if you, then she becomes more human and more vulnerable, and that you see her need to be in an authoritative position has so little to do with you and everything to do with the wounds that is in her path in this life for her to learn about and attend to. And And the takeaway for you, Catherine, is to know that nothing can rob you of the purity, clarity, and there's something very, I just keep getting like clean energy. There's something so clean about your energy. It's so pure. Nothing could really damage it, and that's a really good thing. Already in articulating this energy, the vibe and the shape of this issue, I'll tell you right now, has already cut in half. So I just want you to acknowledge that and just take a deep breath, because you're doing the work. So just take a deep breath in through your nose, out to your mouth. It's already diminishing. Now, Source doesn't work with time, shape, numbers, time and space, et cetera. But for our purposes, for the language that we have to use, just know that you got this. And do you go to work tomorrow?
See, that's the thing. She gave me a contract, but she's not paying me yet. But, yes, she does want me to work for her tomorrow. It's
okay,
one
perfect.
Of those,
yeah. Okay, mm-hmm. Perfect. So that's a little, again, duplicitous, interesting. That's a little, are you a freelancer or are you on staff?
Exactly, yes, exactly. Yeah, she's a startup. And, like, I would be fine if she would just tell me, you know, we don't have the money, but can you chip in for now with, you know.
Well, listen, she's not paying you. Listen, she's not your husband. You have a ring on your finger. Hello. Okay. So you can actually go in there and just say, I would just love, you know, our time is so valuable. Your time, my time. I would just love full transparency. And like, look, I'm in the freelance world, so I get it. And with, jobs, particularly with people I have not worked with in the past, I'm like a third, and a third, or half up front and half when I'm done. You got to give me something, because guess what? We don't work for free.
Right, right.
And you can do this because you owe nothing to this woman, and and maybe she's sort of masking. She's kind of wanting to kind of put you off or whatever. But guess what? She needs you more than you need her, because she's not giving you any money right now.
Yeah.
So you already cut the situation in half, because who is she?
Right, right.
So I would say whatever time that you have, let's say you have to go in there tomorrow at 10 o'clock, I would say go in there at 9:45, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just say, before we get started, I would love 5 minutes of your time, because you don't need to dance around this issue. So I would like full transparency. What's the pay scale? What's the pay schedule here? What's the fee schedule?
Mm-hmm.
There should be something
mm-hmm.
in writing, even if it's just like a letter of intent, you know, a paragraph on an email. Okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I hope that answered that part of it. But nobody can diminish your autonomy or your power without your consent. With the other project that's from the mail, it's nothing like this first situation at all.
Exactly.
It's nothing mm-hmm. like it. So what would be the question? So I think it's fine. You know, it's up to you to choose to engage or not. So what would be the question to us about that?
If it's going to be successful, if it's, I don't know, because it was going smooth. And I don't know, like I heard it was Mercury.
Yeah, but it's done. But Mercury retrograde is not the boss of us. Yeah. Hello. You know, I say what I say every day is Mercury retrograde. Keep it moving. We don't have time for that.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Okay, yeah, no, because it gave me some hesitation. Like, everything was going fine, but it did give me
some
hesitation.
But that's life. That's life. That's mm-hmm. projects. You stub a toe. Ouch. You keep it moving. If it stops being fun, then you need to have a sit down. If it's fun, follow the fun would be my advice about the second one.
Okay.
So listen, we're on, we have a bunch of callers we want to get to, but we're on Tuesdays and Thursdays, typically during the day at 8:30 a.m. So please give us a call back and let us know how you're doing, Catherine. Give us an update.
Thank you so much.
All right, dear.
Thank you.
Yay. Thanks for calling. Yay. Good luck, Westchester.
Thank
take care.
Thank you. Take care. Thank you.
Yay. Take care. Bye.
Okay. Is this better? Does the sound quality better?
No, I'm sorry. It just sounds like you're on the road. Like it's yeah. But let's just keep. Yeah, and you are on the road. So what can you do?
Listen.
Yeah,
I'll just keep rolling and I'll just mute myself.
Okay, cool.
Chitty chat with the caller. So next caller is area code 205. You're on the air with the Lewis.
Great. Thanks, Anna. Hi, caller. Who's this? Oh, Anna.
That's a problem. Well, give it a second because we are driving, so I'm going through.
Oh, the signal too. Yeah.
The signal too. And even though I have fantastic signal.
No, but still, you're driving. Listen, you're driving to Vegas. We're doing a show. You're driving to Vegas. Like that's really funny.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yeah. So I think they're on the air. Hello.
Okay, caller, you there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Hi, great. Hi, what's your name?
My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. I'm asking for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes.
Great. What's going on? How can we help you tonight?
Thank you both for taking my call tonight.
Of course.
Yes, I am calling about an ex-partner. Mm-hmm. We dated maybe about 19 months ago for about 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And it ended.
Okay.
And so here we are 19 months later, and we have reconnected.
Okay.
About a couple of days ago. We've been talking off and on during these 19 months, but he just sort of put it out on the table that he's ready to seriously connect again. And I just want to know, do you see that? I'm considering. Do you see that?
I see it's complicated. I'm going to tell you right now, Patricia. I see that. I'm not saying yes or no. I'm just telling you what the energy is coming in with this.
Mm-hmm.
I feel it. There's a complication, and I'm getting the energy. Now, remember, I might say one word, and it's crazy how people can take one word that I say and then imprint this whole narrative around it. So please don't do that, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say one word, but I'm getting a female energy. Was he with somebody else after you?
It's possible. It's possible,
but I think that there's a complication. Let me ask you this: after the breakup, who reached out to who first?
He reached out to me. He's been reaching out to me ever since, and so recently, a couple of days ago, he really reached out and just laid it all out,
And that's lovely. Have you guys seen each other since all of this? When was the last time that you saw him in person?
A couple of days ago, but before that, it may have been 6 or 7 months.
Okay. And did you have a lovely time when you saw each other? I'm sure you did.
Yeah, we do. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that... it's fine, but it's almost like there's an obstruction in when you're on the road and I got to do a shout out to Anna, who it's like, what a trooper. She's running the controls from a car going from Albuquerque to Vegas. Like, who does that? She does. She's amazing. We love her. We really didn't want to not do a show tonight. So thank you, Anna. But I'll use a road metaphor in honor of her and her friend Jenna, who are driving to Vegas, where there's a detour. You know how sometimes or there's traffic that's backed up? Now, I don't know. Now, listen, I'm a New Yorker. I don't know how to drive. I don't want to know how to drive. I could care less about driving, okay? But images come in. So it's weird. I don't know if he's been a truck driver before in the past or whatever, or been on the road. I don't know what the deal is. But that metaphor for the road is coming in very, very strongly. So like the road, it could be smooth, like life. Mm-hmm. There could be bumps. There could be detours. It could be backed up. So I feel that I'm not saying it's good or bad, Patricia, but I'm feeling that there's a congestion. There's a complication in there. I'm also getting the female energy. I don't know if it has anything to do You know what? I don't think so now, actually. I don't think so. And that's good news. Yay. But what I'm getting with this female energy, and I don't know if it relates to you or to him,
okay.
but I'm getting a feminine energy, but from whose past? Who's that?
His mother passed a couple years, in 15. His mother passed in 15.
Okay, so yeah, I guess. Yeah.
He's really close to her.
Yes, let him know that. Okay, so what happens with the dead people? Okay, so what happens with the dead people is that they know when to find an open and willing vessel for communication. I did not know a couple years ago. No, I've been on, you know, doing a podcast with Anna and also with my regular co-host, her cousin, but Anna's the founder of Universal Energy Radio, for about 10 seasons now.
Yeah.
And about 2-3 years ago, the mediumship started coming in, and now it's like full tilt. So the dead people know willing and open conduit. So, yeah, his mom is... She's saying hi, so whatever way that they can get to, she's saying hi.
Oh, I got
yeah.
chills. Liz. Oh, my God, I just got chills real bad.
Yeah.
He mentioned his mom 2 days ago, like she
wow.
would be so happy if she knew, Patricia, that I was here with you. She and he said that
so,
here.
You know what? Yeah, I think that, yeah, I think that the energy with this is that, Or I guess the guidance is, this could be a good thing, but like the road. And again, I don't know who has this thing with the road because it's not me, honey. But with the road, that's like the metaphor to remember, that's life.
Okay.
And you know, and you guys are grown people. Who has a letter M in their name?
On his.
I don't
not.
Know. I don't know. Just M.
His brother's name is Marquis.
Okay.
That's
so that's M. Because I didn't think it was the mother's name. I didn't get that it was her name, but I got that there was somebody important with an M. So she's reaching. I guess she's reaching out to her babies.
Yes, that's her baby. He looks
okay.
Just
thank
like
you.
Her. Oh my God.
Okay,
thank
so she's
God.
Yeah. She's. She's coming in because when the letter M, usually when a letter comes in, I think it's the person who passed, but she was very clear to say, it's not me, it's somebody else. And I'm like, okay. And that's why I asked you that question in that way. So this isn't a bad idea. I guess, I don't know if mom was very practical.
Mm-hmm.
In her nature, I don't know, but
mm-hmm.
I guess she was about no BS is what I'm getting. Very practical.
Right.
No BS. Thank you. So like salt of the earth, salt of the earth. Okay, thank you because I'm getting she. You know what? She's so salt of the earth. She's not gonna even bother giving me her name because it's like she's saving time. So this is her. So I'm getting her energy. It's just salt of the earth. No, she just wants you guys to have your eyes wide open so that you guys get it right this time. Otherwise, don't bother.
Oh, my God. That's her. Oh
does that make
goodness.
Sense?
Yes. Yes.
Great.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to think of her name. Miss Davis, I used to call her all the time.
Yeah, but you know what? The name's not important because she came in. I got the letter, the initial M. I got her vibe. It doesn't even matter. If you want to call back and let me know, that's fine. It's all good.
Okay.
And we normally are on the air, you know, same call-in number, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 Eastern time. Patricia, if you want to call and give us an update. So, yeah, just be careful. The way that any driver would be careful on the road, you're alert, you're
yes.
focused, you're not distracted, all those things – that you are aware of on the road, and one suggestion that mom is giving, okay? So
okay.
So do you drive?
I do drive. I drive the nursing class every day. We're actually on a break now. As
okay,
of today,
cool.
Yay!
Okay, yes.
Yes.
So when you drive, however you drive, okay, when you drive,
yes,
be very aware of who you are. So usually when you're driving, you're, as I said a second ago, Patricia, you're focused, you're alert, you're not being distracted. You know that that you have to be protective of your life on the road and those around you. You're not going to make any sudden moves. So what Mom is saying, it's almost like follow the rules of the road for your relationship, and you guys will do great.
Okay, I just want to say, Liz, her name is Maddie. So her name starts
with
an
M. Oh, thank you. Yes, I love the validation. Girl, you made my night. I love the validation. Yes.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you for being on the road. And
I know, right? I love that. So, Patricia, follow the rules of the road, and
I will.
Yeah, and give us a call during our normal scheduled showtime. Be great to hear from you with an update. Good luck with everything.
I sure will. Thank
love
you. God bless you,
yes,
both. Okay.
Thank you, darling.
I'd like to remain on the line. Thank
please
you.
Yes.
Bye-bye.
Anna.
Excellent. I love that.
I love that with the dead people. I love that with the dead people.
It looks like Christmas out here, and you're talking about being careful on the road, and we're like, it's awesome. We're in Flagstaff, Arizona.
Oh, wow.
And it's Christmas out here. It's white. There's snow. I'm going to post pictures on the Universal Energy Radio page on Facebook.
Please.
If anybody wants to see the view, as we're doing this show, it's so wonderful. We can't believe the beauty that we are experiencing. And
I'm so happy for you.
A shout out to her. Yay, Joellen, thank you so much for being here with me and having this experience. And she's going to go referee 10 soccer games this weekend in Las Vegas, and so that's why we're heading to Vegas.
That's
so
great.
Woo! And yeah,
and say, and listen,
yeah,
energy, listen, my love, thank you. Thank you for running the show, because I can't. If dead people are talking to me, you know I can't answer no phone calls. So thank you.
You can't answer the phone call. I know.
Yeah, because
right,
I gotta get the phone call from heaven.
Area code 7880. We're gonna click the on button. There you go. You should be on the air with the Lois Effect. Hello.
Hi caller, who's this?
Hey, it's Jay calling from Canada. It's
oh
good to
my
hear your voice
god.
Again.
Oh my god,
hey,
I didn't even Jay.
Hey, Anna. Flag
can you
stop,
believe
hey.
Anna's running the controls from like the back seat or the front seat of a car, like driving like through Arizona? Like, is that not
that's
the
crazy.
Cool? I mean, talk about a chick having another chick's back, right? That's amazing. I love
that. Is Lisa there too or what?
No, Alisa is in freaking Singapore.
Huh.
So you know how Alisa does her?
She left us.
She left us. But that's okay, because you know Anna and I, we're looking. There is no second best. There's only the best when it comes to the Bangalan cousins. So I'm a very fortunate person. So Alisa, I think, left late Sunday, if I'm not mistaken, to take a cruise to, I think, 5 different countries with her parents, as she traditionally does. It averages once or twice a year. They take these incredible expeditions.
Mm-hmm.
So, of course, when Alisa or I can't do a show, we're so fortunate that we have the wonderful Anna to co-host. And that's great, but we have not heard from you in a while. I know you listen, and I know you have to go to work and all of that, so it's great that the schedule worked in your favor. But have you been listening to the show since we've been sort of switching up the format?
No, I haven't. I was wondering where your show was at 6:30, so in the morning I tune into once in a while. I only have about half an hour to listen to the show, and then I got to go head off to work. So,
of course,
but
of
yeah.
So, in a nutshell, well, you know, because you've been listening to the show for years now, from the very beginning, which we're so appreciative, and you know that
you're
over
welcome.
Time, thanks. It's evolved and morphed First it was the LOA blend, then it was the Sum of You show, and we recently changed the name to the Lois Effect. Love originates in self, because as you know, the mediumship has really been through off the charts with me every, you know, with every passing year. And Lois Grant, who I never met, I know very little about, and I want to continue so I can keep the channel open, is a, well, she's now passed. She passed, I think, 3-4 years ago, was a mentor of Elisa's and also someone that Anna did work with, and she did a lot of sound therapy healing, and she basically healed herself of a lot of chronic physical conditions.
Mm-hmm.
And several months ago, Elisa and I are doing a show, and I felt energy from the other side, and I said, I think there's a message for you. And then over time, Elisa would be going through all these things, and she said, I want to know if anybody from the other side has any information. And then all of a sudden, Lois came in so strongly that on the air I said, okay, we're changing the name of the show, we're doing this. And so very organically we've been shifting, and it really is about understanding how love originates in self, and any information that Lois brings in, I will do my best to translate that message through my crazy filter. So that's really what it is. And a cornerstone of one of her teachings that's come up very recently and that I mentioned earlier on tonight's show is clear, conscious compassion, and that we recognize that everybody has an axis trigger point of trauma. Some of us could experience that in utero. Some of us can experience that very young, later in life. And when we realize that if someone's projecting or someone's, you know, not in their best frame of mind, or that maybe not their best self with you, that it's not to take it personally, but to have that clear, conscious compassion to recognize that there is a trigger point. Mm-hmm. And then that kind of heals that moment for yourself. It neutralizes it for the other person. And then there's growth for whoever's involved. So we do have a couple other callers that I want to get to, but if there is any question or issue that you would like any, but I wanted to say hi because, you know, you're family, please let us know. Otherwise, it's so good to hear from you.
Well, yeah, it's lovely to hear from you, too. Both of you, I mean, yeah, I just listen to your show as much as I can. So, but it's good that you have a show like this I can actually chime into and just, I can listen to the show and complete.
Yeah, but, so, you know, you could also, I hear, if I like to hear shows that I'm not on. Let's say I'm out of town and Elisa and Anna do a show. I just go into iTunes and download the podcast.
Right.
So, you know, hello.
Mm-hmm.
That's fine. But you probably prefer listening live.
That's right.
But things seem that they're pretty stable for you. Just what your energy seems very steady and stable.
Yeah, I recently had to talk things with the boss and things like that. So that was interesting. So, but lots of changes going on there, and I belong to a sacred activist group, which is interesting, and we're reading a book called The Hope, so which is an interesting book, and it talks about things,
even though there might be like things going around, you know, okay, activism, things shifting in the workplace, it's like you're finding your footing and living in the eye of the storm.
Yeah. The best I can, so yeah.
Well, you're human. You know, there's no standard. There's no measurement with that. But I think what would be helpful is for you to embrace what progress you've made, particularly in the last 10 years. I don't know. I don't know why that's coming in, but that's coming in.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting you say that because lots of memories are coming through me right now, like just childhood. Maybe it's the fish oil I'm taking or something like that. But it's spurring up like random.
Mm-hmm.
experiences, you know, when I was young and whenever. It's not when you're young and all over the place, right? So.
No, but that's good, though, because they're coming up to the surface because you're strong and stable enough to heal it. And one thing that I had to remind myself earlier today, and I want to say this before we part ways, is that I am no longer in any sort of pharmaceutical medication.
Congratulations.
Thank you. I got off I got off without trying, which was great. It just happened very organically in September, and of course, you know, by the textbooks, I really should be on anti-anxiety medication. I really should be, but I'm not. And that's okay. So there's things, meditation, yoga, CBD, you know, different things that one does to manage. But the clarity that I got earlier was that I'm feeling it because I can heal it. So I think I share that with you, Jay, because as you dealing with these things that are bubbling up to the surface, it means that you're stable, because I'm getting a very steady, grounded energy from you, even though there's chaos and crazy stuff going around, that you're just able to ride the wave. You're going to be fine, and that you don't need to hear that from me, but that you're feeling it so you can heal it, and then you leave it behind you. So that's why these things are coming up. I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, it does. Thank you much.
Yes. All right. Well, great to hear your voice, and hopefully, when you have some time off or whatever, you can give us a call or listen to the whole show during our regular schedule. But I think I might talk to these guys, and I know Anna's listening because she's running the controls. Talk to these guys about maybe every once in a while we'll do a pop-up night show. Clearly, there's the need. There's people want to talk to us, so that's great. So, hopefully you'll catch us again in the not too distant future.
Yeah, and we'll talk about some sage. I don't know how much sage you got left out either. So,
Child, I'm down to the bone. Yeah,
oh,
so
really?
We'll talk about
that. Good.
Yes.
We'll talk about that too.
Yes,
it's a pleasure doing that.
So we're going to say goodbye, but I just want to say to the listeners, love you. Jay lives in, I'm going to get it wrong, the wilds of Canada, whatever. See, I told you, I'm the city girl. Anyway, he harvested, sage that is so, I'm so spoiled. I can't get, that whole food sage. Forget that. In its purest form. And the bundles lasted a couple years, so we're down to the very bottom of that. So I would love that. So we can certainly talk about that. So thank you, and hopefully we'll talk soon.
We will.
All right, honey.
Hey.
Take care. Thanks for calling.
Thanks Many for blessings calling, to both Jay. Of you.
You're welcome. Take care.
Right.
Yay.
Bye bye.
Yay. Love it.
Love it. Love it. Love it.
Bye. All right.
Bye,
yeah,
honey.
Yeah.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Allison, and I'm also in Arizona.
Oh, that's so cool. Can you believe my girl is in the car running
awesome,
the controls
awesome.
From the car? Love that.
I'm in southern Arizona, but I've been following the weather up there in Flag, and it's pretty intense up there. I mean, and the snowball.
It's snowing,
It's pretty
that's
bad.
That's insane.
So we're doing, yeah.
Yeah, we're doing 20 miles an hour. There's lots of accidents. So we're taking our time.
Mm-hmm. That's so crazy.
Yeah.
It's snowing in Arizona, and it's 45 degrees in New York. No, it's actually 51 degrees in New York. What the hell? But there's no such thing as climate change. Anyway, so Allison, asking for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes, please.
Great. All right. How can we help you tonight? What's going on?
I didn't catch the beginning of the show. Do you want a question, or do you want somebody on the other side? Or
girl, it's whatever you want. Whatever, if we can help you, we can help you. So what are you needing? What would you like?
I I guess mostly, especially because you showed up in a dream this morning, I would love to be able to speak with my dad, and especially around some family trauma that happened this year. The holidays are here now, so it's going to be not a happy time for me.
Okay.
In fact, it's probably going to be.
Okay.
So,
don't want you to say too much. You know, I don't want you to say too much. Okay.
Right.
So, if I'm understanding correctly, Allison, you're wanting to connect with your dad who's passed.
Yes, or my grandfather. Both.
Pick one.
Okay.
Do me a favor. Just pick one.
My dad.
Dad. I'm getting the dad. Okay. And do me a favor, if you can just maybe close your eyes for a second, just take one or two deep breaths, please. And it's interesting because you said Arizona, and I don't know if this is related, but I'm feeling like I need to take a sip of water, like I'm feeling like I'm feeling like I'm parched, I'm dry. Was there difficulty toward the end of his death with swallowing or anything related to that? Yes.
He had many things going on. I don't know them, you know, one by one, but it would not surprise me that that would be part of the whole overall.
Okay. So I'm getting I'm getting that it was he was very it was hard for him to be that vulnerable.
It was tough, yeah.
It was tough, and it wasn't like boom, you know, it was a you know, a sudden, it was kind of like, you know, almost like systematically, it was just one thing and then another thing on top of that thing,
yeah.
et cetera. And for whatever reason, it was like the path that he had to take.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen quickly, but it didn't. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't extreme. I'm not getting that he. Some people could be in a care situation where it's like years and years and years. This was sort of like in the middle. It wasn't. That's what I'm getting. It wasn't really, really long, but it wasn't super, super quick. But it was mm-hmm. like he kind of needed that time as a bridge
mm-hmm.
from here to over there, and
mm-hmm.
that he had to deal with a lot of. And again, just let me know if I'm on the right track, because the two words that are coming in, unfinished business. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I would say there was an element of that.
Okay. So, and I give him, I'm giving him a lot of credit, because there's a lot of grace and dignity that I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
And a class act, because he knew not to blame, not to project, or not to
mm-hmm.
really be a victim in anything, and he could have been.
Right.
He could have blamed.
Yeah.
He could have projected. He could have been. He could have been a big baby. He could have been a jerk.
Yeah.
And he was
yeah.
not any. He was not any of those things. Is that making sense to you, sweetheart?
Yeah, I wasn't there, but from the little bit of information I've gotten that got passed on to me, I would say he was an extremely, what's the word I'm looking for, extremely mindful
yep.
of making sure all the ducks were lined up
yep. Yep.
Before
yep.
he went. And that's
yep.
extreme presence of mind to do that,
yep.
given the conditions he was in. And
exactly.
He went
yep.
out with that kind of grace that you're talking about. He made mm-hmm. sure every I was dotted, every T was crossed.
Good.
He was a precision.
Yep.
He was a precisionist. His entire life up until the time he passed.
Yeah,
and that
so
was
very
one of the
methodical.
Greatest,
yep.
Very greatest gifts that he gave me
mm-hmm.
because everything was tied up, was already laid out. And I would tell every parent, the best thing you can give your kids is get everything out
yep.
documented before you go, because otherwise you leave a great big pile of garbage for your kids.
And an invitation for a lot
yes.
of acrimony, dissension, a lot of
right.
ugliness. So,
right.
Yeah, a class right. act, I have to say.
Class, yes,
took
he,
care,
was, he was.
Yeah, took care of business.
Yep.
So now you're, okay, so great. So I'm definitely connecting on his energy.
Yes.
Was he kind of reserved? Like
yes.
not the life of the party? Let me tell you something. Even on the other side, he's a little he's a little reserved, and it's funny because you had called wanting to reach out to him. So the thing is, because he is a good guy, and he is going to do the right thing. If there's one thing that you could ask him.
Mm-hmm.
I think this is how he wants us to do this. If there's one thing that you could ask him, wait, let me ask you though: is there a Maria? Marlene, Marissa, M A R. I don't know.
Inside?
I'm just getting Marina, Marie, Marissa, Maria, Mary. I don't know.
My mother. And now it's the only one I can think of off the top of my head, but it may not be her. And they had a very bad marriage. Very bad.
That doesn't matter.
Very bad marriage. Could be on the other side. And her name, her nickname was Miji.
No, I don't think it's her.
But her full name was Mary Jane.
Thank you. What did I just say? Hello?
Mary Jane, yeah.
Well, if I said M-A-R, Marina,
Mayor.
Right,
right,
okay.
Right, right.
So, okay. Thank you. All right,
you're
girl,
welcome.
Like, I'm good. Listen, I'm good, but not that good, so thank you. Okay. Okay, so I was getting that M-A-R name. I didn't even say an initial. I said M-A-R. So give a medium a break. Okay, great.
Oh, I do.
No, I'm joking. You know I'm joking, right? Yeah, okay, I'm totally joking. Okay, cool. So, okay. Take a deep breath with me, because what he's saying is, and I'm getting very lightheaded, which means the other side is really showing up.
Okay.
He's like, all is forgiven. Everything's forgiven. And he's at peace. So, it's so nice. See, I love when I feel this from the other side, because I'm like, it's a lot nicer than the BS that we have to deal with over here. Thank you.
Thank you.
So lovely.
Yeah.
But all is forgiven. So if you wanted to ask your dad anything, and very as simply as possible, what would that be, sweetheart?
It would be simply, what is my best course of action regarding my son?
Forgive him. Forgive him.
No.
Forgive him.
No.
Whatever that means. Mm. And you don't get into the story. I really don't like to hear too much of the story, because I want the information that I'm sharing to be as pure as possible.
Right.
But the only way to peace is through forgiveness. It's tough, especially with kids. Trust me. I know. I have two.
Mm.
Yeah. Is there something, and don't tell the story.
I won't.
But is there something that needs to be forgiven or that could be forgiven?
That's part of many things that need to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? Let's keep it simple.
Yeah.
And the way, I'm going to leave you with this so we can get to the next call.
Yeah.
The way that you so beautifully describe your dad, it makes me think of my mom, who's still with us, but she's like that, making sure there's no BS at the end with her four kids. She took care of everything. I love a class act. The same way that he's approached making sure that you guys are good, he's basically saying with your son.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, it's like this huge, crazy mountain that seems impossible to climb, and I understand. I've been there in terms of like, oh, my God, I can't believe this is my life. So I get that. But if you can sort of deconstruct that mountain into manageable components, and then take each one, meet, even if you have to do a list in a private journal that no one will see. If you
mm-hmm.
can just do like bullet points, just
yeah.
list, and then you take, and again, this is coming from him, all right? And
okay.
then you right, so kind of like by yourself, don't be distracted,
mm-hmm.
even if you
mm-hmm.
have to go to a Starbucks or do whatever, okay, you got to do
mm-hmm.
this, because this is like a sacred exercise, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So you
mm-hmm.
list those things, so you turn that
mm-hmm.
mountain into little simple building blocks, you list each thing, whatever
mm-hmm.
it is, whether it's, you know, disrespect, smart
right.
talk, steely, whatever
mm-hmm.
the hell, who cares? Okay, you
that,
just,
mm-hmm.
you write those things, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then
mm-hmm.
you breathe your way through and you
mm-hmm.
ask your higher self, source, whatever you believe in,
mm-hmm.
to be by your side to forgive.
Mm-hmm.
And then and when you kind of feel your heart softening, then
mm-hmm.
you write alongside that thing,
mm-hmm.
Forgiven. And then you take a pink
mm-hmm.
highlighter
mm-hmm.
and then you highlight it in pink
mm-hmm.
when you feel mm-hmm. it's done. That's
mm-hmm.
what he wants you to do.
Mm-hmm.
That's
an interesting exercise.
I
really
would have never come up with that. That's from him.
That was my, you know, that was my question. Is this, you know, and I know you made it very specific that this was coming from him. And this sounds, because he and I are extremely methodical. Like
mm-hmm.
we have like similar like-mindedness on that. So
mm-hmm.
it makes a lot of sense that he would deliver it that way to me, who also thinks that way. So it's like this simpatico thing, and I totally get it. My question
That's
was,
so cute.
This sounds like a great exercise for anybody, but in fact, it's
yes.
really
no, it's
directed
wonderful.
To me, though.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
steal your father's
okay.
exercise, because you know you list the thing, you feel the forgiveness, you write that it's forgiven,
okay.
and then like a ledger, you take your chiseled tip, you know, pink, because that's the
yeah.
color of love, to
yeah.
heal that, and you cross
okay.
it off, and of course you can't control other people's behavior. All we can do is shift our
right.
heart.
Right.
But the answer to your question about whatever message he has for what's going on with you is
yeah.
it's through forgiveness. That's the cornerstone, and then
okay.
that's all you need to know for right now, because it's
right.
you only need to know on a need to know basis, and right now this is all you need to know.
That's all I need to know. No, it makes total sense. Thank you.
Yeah, and listen,
that's
we're
a cool,
on.
Cool exercise.
Thank you. Yeah, I thank your dad. And
yeah.
just as a reminder, we're on normally Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 Eastern time, same call-in
okay.
number. So if
okay.
you're free, just give us a call with an update. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay, great. Thank you very, very much. Nice to meet you both.
Yes,
thank you,
sweetheart.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.
Excellent. All right. We've got one more caller we're going to get to.
Perfect.
I believe, well, we have two more callers.
Okay,
but
we can do
area
it.
Code 9. Yeah, we can do it. We're actually
yeah.
Pulling over in the snow just a minute, but we're going to, we'll still continue. Area code 920, you are on the air with the Lois Effect.
I love that you said that. The Lois
hello,
Effect.
Hello.
Hi, caller, who's this?
Hi, my name is Penny.
Penny?
Yes.
Cool. Asking for permission to connect to your energy, please?
Yes, please.
Cool. Well, thank you so much. How can we help you tonight? What's going on?
I'm wondering if you have any messages from my paternal grandfather regarding relationships. Something long term.
Oh, you are very specific. Your paternal grandfather, it's great. I love it. I love clear, direct, and specific. That's fabulous. Your paternal grandfather, he's passed?
Yes.
Okay, so let's just see if he wants to come in. So let's take take one or two deep breaths, please. Be very, very connected to your higher self, not distracted. Just did he wear suspenders?
I think he did, yeah.
Okay, thank you. Oh, boy, he okay. All right. And did he end up not having a whole? He had some hair, but not all his hair?
Yes.
Okay, he's here. Nice. Well, that was easy. he's sweet. And on the slender side?
Yes, he was.
Yep, that's him. Okay. All right. I got you, Grandpa. I got you. She said yes. Okay, I'm kidding. Oh, what a nice... Oh. It's so nice on the other side, people. I have to tell you. Oh. Okay, so... You had to ask. I know you asked, but I want you to know because he showed up. I'm just a telephone operator. And as simple, you know what's so great on the other side? They don't even use language. It's all like telepathic. So even when I give messages, I have to make it as simple as possible. I have to sort of translate. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So if you could do both of us a favor, ask him your question in as simple and concise as you possibly can, and let's see what comes through.
Okay. I'm wondering if you are sending someone my happily ever after to me like you were able to have and my parents have.
Now, Liz, the medium, has a question. Okay. I'm getting you haven't met anyone new lately, correct?
Correct.
You have not. Okay.
No.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't think so. I didn't think you were okay. You got to ask the question. He's like, okay. He goes, I'd love to answer you, sweetheart. I'd love to answer this question, but you're gonna have to ask. What he wants to say is that he doesn't have that autonomy to send you somebody, right?
Okay.
He can be there. You can ask him for help. He can, but he's saying he doesn't have the magic wand, and he's saying it. And what I wish he was my grandfather. He's saying it in such a gentle way, like somebody else could say it in such a patronizing kind of like mean way, like you're silly, you're crazy, he's not like that at all. He's so kind and he's so respectful. He's like if I could, I would have.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice? So, to be fair, okay, to both of you, can you ask him a question that's not articulated that way, where it's sort of like this, you know, magic wand type of thing, because then he can't help you. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Can you guide me to someone? Is that more appropriate? Guide me to someone that would be a good match that I could?
Yeah, well, you know, okay, just do me a favor, just take a breath. Okay, I don't know why, so maybe this will make sense, but I'm getting like a toolbox.
Okay.
Now I don't know if he's saying, like, you're going to meet somebody who's a handyman in construction. I don't know if he was into tools or whatever, but he's showing me a very nice, it's not beat up, but a very nice kind of like cherry red toolbox. Now, I don't know if that's a memory from your childhood, or I don't know if that's indicative of the type of man, you know, maybe he's like, go to Home Depot and, you know, look around. I don't know. But he's showing me a toolbox, and they work in symbols. So does that make any sense to you, or do you think it's kind of like a clue? Can you tell me?
I mean, when you said it initially, it made me think of my dad, but also an ex-boyfriend, which I know that would never work out.
No. But again, they give us signs. So it's interesting. I'll say one word, and people will just put a whole narrative to it, right? Now, you
mm-hmm.
thought of your dad, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, is that a good thing or not a good thing?
It's a good thing.
I thought so. Yeah, so I guess what your grandfather is saying is that to look to the, if you meet somebody and they have similar qualities to your dad, okay, follow that. And then you're looking at I see why your grandfather did this. These two bookends. You have the ex-boyfriend who's like run, right? Run away. And then,
yeah.
Right? Because I get that. You don't need, don't even tell me the story because you don't need to. He's not worth it. Okay. So we get like,
right.
like a lame ex-boyfriend. And then you have dad. Right? So do you
mm-hmm.
see how it's two sides of the boyfriend coin?
Yes.
So I think that's the wisdom that you're getting from your grandfather, and that he wants you to know that yes, he's there around you to help and support and guide you, but he's like, look within yourself, and you will know to trust yourself. And you must have been so burnt by this boyfriend that you don't know which way is up in terms of trusting yourself.
Yes.
Yeah, that is that what's going on?
Yes.
Like, right.
I know I'm ready, but I know that that left a scar that's deep, but it was a
right.
big education
thing,
for me.
But the thing, you now, thank you. You're very wise to say that, and your grandfather is very proud that you're saying that, because when we go through stuff in life, and that's what we're here to, you know, on the other side, it's so much more fun because you learned your stuff, then you come back here and you learn some more stuff, and it's like, So we're here to learn, and we get scars. But then those scars can be really beautiful because we can be compassionate to more people because we've been through more things, right? Or you know, the most interesting person at the party is the person that's been through the most stuff. You know, I walk into the door, party in the box. Thank you. So he's so proud that you came up with that wisdom. But know that your scars are still forming, and scar tissue, and I've heard this actually from my friend Teresa, who Anna just came from a retreat from in New Mexico. Scars, before they turn to scar tissue, are at their most sensitive right before they heal. So this, so look at this as good news. You're so close to healing this. And it's almost like it's always darkest before the dawn, or the marathon runner, they're at the quarter mile and they want to give up. And if they kept going, they would see that finish line. That's where you are right now.
Okay. I believe that.
Yeah. That's where you are. And do you ever go into like a Lowe's or a Home Depot? I'm just saying, do you ever do that? Just asking.
Occasionally, but not often enough, I guess.
Well, girl, you know, just make that list. And, yeah, you need a handyman. You can take that.
I do.
Yeah, don't we all? Don't we all? So, listen, we're on Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 Eastern time. So please feel free to give us a call. I would love an update from you. And your grandfather's lovely.
Thank you.
All right, darling. Take care.
You too.
Yep. Anna?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, you want to squeeze
in
one more? Yes.
Well, I wanted to say to Penny before we, I mean, I've muted her, but just to tell her that, you know, she's still healing that heart. And what
right.
I learned this weekend is you've
right.
got to heal that to be able to let it go so that you
right.
can open yourself up to
right.
something more, something new, to
yes.
whatever infinite possibility. So
girl.
Know that you can't be in a place of sadness and heaviness and have that lightness and that,
right.
that beauty come in.
That's right.
So just know.
That's
and,
right.
And when you're right there, you know in your heart, yes, you want that love to come in, yet you still have this thing that this is what my whole year has been about, healing
right.
the heart, healing
yes.
the soul, really, because I felt very wounded. I felt very sad and very angry, to be quite frankly with you. And
yep.
this whole experience in the last 3 days has shifted me in such a dramatic way.
Well,
that it's
I
like,
tell you something.
And then she's really.
I just want to say on Tuesday's show, I want to devote Tuesday's show. I mean, we didn't think we were going to get 5 callers at night. Thank you. But I want to dedicate a lot of Tuesday's show to hearing about your time, because this you sound amazing. Your energy feels so good. I'm so happy for you. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah. I was going to say, she reminded me of what I knew. I know
yes.
what I already know. And uh-huh. sometimes we realize that when we're so close to something, we can't
uh-uh.
We can't see it. We can't experience that newness or that thing that we want because we're so
correct.
into the thing that has hurt us or made us sad or made us angry. So once we heal that part of us, then we let that go, and then that leaves that area open for that new to come in. And just, you know, Penny, just it's that patience and that loving of yourself. And I'm going to say that more than anything that I got this weekend was love of yourself and not an egotistical. Actually, we joked around. It's the EGE. It's the, what do we call it? The expansion and growth experience, you know. So we're working with the EGE, not the EGO. So the ego we've created and uncreated a lot of stuff these past 3 days.
Girl, I can't wait. I can't wait to talk to you on Tuesday.
This experience, is beyond the EGO, and it works from within. It's all from within.
I love that.
So knowing
and it ties in with this show. Lowest effect, love originates in self. So it's all there. Yeah. Do we still have one more person waiting, or are we done?
You've got, we've got lots of callers who are raising their hands. So we've got, they just keep coming. So I love that. And at the same time, if you want, we can take one more. Otherwise, we can wait till Tuesday.
Let's take one more, because we said we were, and then we're going to have to wrap up. But you know what, Anna? This tells me we have to do a show at night, so we have to figure that out.
We do, and I would love that. That would be fantastic.
Yeah,
all right,
you know what? You and I can do
Skype
it.
Caller.
We'll do it.
All one ones. Hello.
Thank you.
Hey. Lewis Effect.
Hey. Hi, girls. How are you today?
Great. What's your name?
Good. It's Lisa, and I'm calling from New York City.
Girl, Lisa, where you at?
In Brooklyn.
You're in Brooklyn. Girl, I'm in Chelsea. Hello.
Oh, nice. Hello.
Yeah. Hi. Can you believe that these girls are in Arizona? She's running the controls for the show. Anna is in Arizona, and it's snowing.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Right? What's wrong with these people?
Exactly. Wow.
What happened? Anyway, they can hold on to the snow because we'll have plenty. All right. So anyway, so happy to hear from a homegirl. So if you were asking for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Please, yes.
Okay. So you're going to be our last caller. So yay. And
yay.
I wanted, for some reason they were like, take the call. I'm like, okay, we're going to take the call. So we're going to take the call. What's going on? How can we help you tonight?
Quick question. So I'm out on disability now.
Mm-hmm.
Just like to know, I don't know, some people from my job says that when they went on disability, they never received their checks in a timely manner. One person told me when he did receive his check, when it was 3 months later, when it was time to come back to work. So just wanted to see if you pick up that for me.
Well, before I even get into the whole, like, clairvoyant psychic thing, I'm just getting into, like, a practical thing. Wouldn't disability be disbursed through an outside, like, an independent from the job, or is that through human resources?
It's independent from the job.
Yeah, that sounds – well, isn't that government?
It's government, but I think they have, like, their own insurance company that disperses the disability.
Well, that's what it sounds like to me, because it sounds a little shady boots. No. Just from what you're telling me about the other people, I'm not saying that with your situation. But if you can ask me the question in as simple a way as possible – and do me a favor, just without saying anything, just take a deep breath. Okay, now ask me the question. Let me see what comes in. Go ahead.
Okay.
Very simply.
Yes, ma'am. When I file for a disability, I'm going to file for it on Friday.
Uh-huh.
How long will it take before I receive it?
I can't give you a – because time and space doesn't exist in source.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So they're like, we don't cut checks. Hello. So I don't – okay, what I can tell you just from the energy of this and from your energy, which I'm so glad that it's – you know what's very interesting, and maybe you can confirm this for me. Did you know who the people were that had these situations, or this was just sort of like hearsay?
No, it wasn't hearsay. Yeah, I actually know them. They had
that's all I'm asking
issues.
You. Just asking you, girl.
Sorry.
Either you know them or you don't know them. I so you know them.
I work with them.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay, question number one, you answered it. Okay. Number two. How do I ask this? So with these people, so we're saying like two people that you heard this from specifically?
Yeah, one lady, she went out on maternity leave.
You don't have,
and one,
okay.
Oh, I'm
mm-hmm.
sorry.
That's okay. You don't have to tell me. Okay.
Yeah, it's just that they never they did receive it, but for example, they were out for 12 weeks. They got the check when they were right about to come back to work. That's all. You get what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. but you know, I'm going to say something kind of odd about this. I don't think it's probably going to come as soon as you'd like, but what I'm getting is it's not going to be as delayed as they were. Those were like glitches. Those were like, you know how some people get their tax refund like 2 days later, other people don't get it for like 2 months?
Yeah.
That's what it's kind of like a more, so it's not shady, it's not anything, it's just due process, and we're dealing with bureaucracy, right? And we're dealing with an infrastructure that sometimes glitches up. So just because you heard that doesn't mean that that's true for you. And as a spiritual person, and I get that you want to be calling this show, I would just put as much love and light that you know, and don't even get into the facts, get into the truth. And your highest truth, right? Because, you know, you get your check, your highest truth is, all my needs are being met. And at the end of the day, isn't that the most important thing?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, so you're going to get your check. And again, I don't want to put a time frame on it, but I will say probably, you know, 2 to 3 weeks later than you would have hoped. But that's better than 12 weeks.
It is, definitely.
But girl, don't hold me to it. Don't be looking for me in Manhattan saying, you told me, don't be looking for me. but that would be the most practical answer I can give you.
All right, that sounds good. I will take it.
Well, good luck with everything. Now, listen, our show normally is on the air Tuesdays and Thursdays at 8:30 Eastern Time. So if you're around, give us a call and give us an update.
I most certainly will. I will call you back.
All right, Brooklyn. Talk to you soon.
Thank you, Chelsea. Okay.
Yes. Take care.
Okay.
Cool.
Oh, that was wonderful.
She's so sweet. All right. So that was a great show. Thank you. Thank you for. Too bad the sound didn't work out. But you know what though, it worked out great because we had so many callers back to back. That was crazy.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I loved the little tidbit that you gave with your clarity. And I really want to start Tuesday's show with. Really finding out about your experience. But we will sign off. So thank you, callers, for joining us this evening. We loved hearing from you. And thank you, energies from the other side. Thank you, dead people, for showing up. I love that. And remember to love yourself fiercely. Let the light do the work. And to brighter days ahead. Anna and company, drive safely. I love you so much. Take care.
Love you too. Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
That